community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The time is 8:31 and you're listening to Antonia on Saturday Breakfast, and I am joined by Molly. Good morning, Molly. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. It is so strange. I'm doing a show and it just feels all a bit weird at the moment.
I know. So next time round, we're going to try our kind of FaceTimey thing where we can see each other. Because I'm closing my eyes, like I'm meditating, and I can see you smiling, and I can see all the products.
Yes. I've got some amazing products. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I know. And I'm actually sitting by my bed because I set myself up in my study downstairs, but the dog started barking.
Oh yes, I did hear the dog. You know, the dog always wants to get involved anyway.
Yes, exactly. Well, he's downstairs now, and I'm doing this upstairs.
So, yes.
But all good, all good.
Great. So for all of the listeners, this is Molly, Arts Molly Beauty, and she comes in to Phoenix FM once a month, and we talk about beauty hacks, lifestyle, relationships, and everything, don't we, Molly?
Yes, absolutely everything, beauty and lifestyle. And, as I said, could I mention Bradley?
Yes, of course. And because we are, it's COVID-19, and there's a COVID-19 outbreak due to coronavirus. Molly has been working with a local group. So Molly, tell us more about Bragg.
Yeah, so I've already done an interview on the radio, so I'll keep it short. But I set up Bragg, which is Brentwood Residents Action Group, about 6 weeks ago now. We've got a massive support team. We've got brilliant volunteers. They're all DBS checked, or all the ones that do the doorstep delivery are DBS checked. We help anybody 60, we get their shopping. We've got a good arrangement with Calcop Farm and all the shops, so we can get paid shopping for people. We have befriending, we've got the Red Cross on board, we've got the Stroke Association on board, and we're working with Brentwood Borough Council as well. So there's a whole sort of community hub all set up through Brentwood Borough Council. So when you ring through, they've got their own hubs, but we're recognised by them now, and we're also recognised by Essex Welfare Service as well. We are actually helping people now that are completely stuck and self-isolating, so not really if you're over 60. We've now had to spread it out because there's so many people that live on their own without family and support. But we can, you know, we offer a lot of things. We don't get prescriptions. We will not get medicine. We're doing this with a safeguarding. This is our main thing, is to safeguard us and our volunteers, which has served us well, actually. We're pleased we've got all this in hand. So it's that. And we're also delivering donations through the Daily Bread Cafe, but that's to residents, assisted living residents that don't have anybody, they can't get out to get their food.
That's fantastic.
For the Daily Bread, they're giving us, you know, we're delivering sort of cakes and biscuits to elderly that cannot get out, just as a little treat to them. You know, it's hard, but
Definitely. So and I've seen you on Facebook as well, that you've been round and about, really busy, supporting the local community, and that's just fantastic how everyone's pulling together as well. And I know that you've been mentioned on our coronavirus information pages. So for all of the listeners, that's phoenixfm.com/MCV info if you want to find out more about local groups.
Thank you.
Molly, you're welcome.
Can I just give the number?
You can.
Sorry, 07961 972 917, or Facebook Brag Brentwood. So thank you.
No, that's fine. That's why you've been busy. that is a lifestyle. You're helping the local community during this time. But you also have some more beauty hacks for him and her as well. Yes.
So the first one that I wanted to show you, which I did yesterday, sent you a video of it. It's brilliant. It's called the Silky Bay Bayvac. So BAE Bayvac. Now it's available. It's $24.99, and it's www.silkybae.com. And I'll send you the photos. Now this gadget is it's brilliant. If you're stuck and you cannot get to your therapist, or you normally have facials, or if you've got anybody with blackheads, it's fantastic for teenagers. I cannot tell you how good this gadget is for teenagers. It's basically a tool that you turn on. It's chargeable, rechargeable, and it comes with all the bits and pieces to recharge it. And basically what it does, you've got six different heads that you put on this gadget, that so one's for blackheads, one's for microdermabrasion, and what it does, it literally creates a really strong vacuum. You put attachment on this machine, you put it over your blackhead, you turn it on, and it sucks the blackhead into the nozzle. And it's fantastic.
I saw. I could see your face. You had some round ring marks across your face.
I know. But you know what? I was so excited about this because I gave it to my daughter. She's a teenager, and as all teenagers do, they don't sort of take them. Well, she does take her makeup off because I nag her, and she doesn't wear that much. But most teenagers do suffer from outbreaks and blackheads and so on. And it literally, I hope no one's eating their breakfast, but you could literally see it ping into the nozzle. And I was like, wow, that worked, because a lot of time you get these gadgets and, you know, you don't really, you want to see something happening, don't you, for you to spend your money on something. And this is fantastic.
Do you know what? I would love to have used that, because sometimes I do get pimples now and again if I eat things that are not really good, too much sugar, and then I'm like, oh no, and used to get them across my forehead. So when I saw that yesterday, it was a little bit gruesome, but I thought, you know what, I could do with using that, because it doesn't leave those ring marks. Because if I kind of, you know, you shouldn't be squeezing your spots, but if you do have a pimple and you leave a mark on your skin, don't you?
Yeah, and also this, because of the way this is, you're not touching your fingers to your face, so especially now. This means that you can do this without, you know, hands free, basically. You should never put squeeze spots, but we all squeeze spots.
Yes.
You know, we all do it. But this is really good because you're not touching your face. And then you can hygienically, with soap and water, just wash the end of the nozzles. And it's really good. It really, you've got another attachment that does like a microdermabrasion. So I use that. It's got like a silver head and it literally exfoliates the top layer of your skin, so your skin comes out really smooth. Mm-hmm. But this is a fantastic product. I was so impressed, so I just couldn't wait to get that on. And I think I sent the video out to all my friends and said, oh, I need to get that.
I could just imagine you, Molly, now just setting up a small store, obviously with your certificates, etc., saying, that's it, I'm gonna I want to sort out your face.
I will tell you now, I cannot squeeze anybody's spots. I'm no good at
no with the machine.
I like talking about it, but I can't do it. I can do it on myself, but I can't.
Yeah, no, that's some people actually do like doing that. I knew someone that used to like doing that. A bit odd.
No,
I won't even go there.
It makes me feel a bit brut, so.
Yes.
So going on to the next thing, which I thought was really good, it's the Look Good Feel Better, which is a cancer charity campaign, and they've got loads of products. They've brought out an antibacterial brush sanitizer foam. It kills 99.99999% of bacteria. And what this does, including norovirus and lots of other viruses, it doesn't say, it's got bacteria on here, and it has, I think it's listed some viruses. I've got my glasses on. Obviously, this isn't for like coronavirus, but what it does, it makes sure it's alcohol-free, but it makes sure that your brushes are clean. So when, again, going back to teenagers, they reuse the same foundation brush, the same sponge brush, and they don't clean them, and they wonder why they get, you know,
spots
and blackheads. This literally, within 30 seconds, it cleans your brushes, and it completely gets rid of all the bacteria.
Oh, that's
good to know. It's available from a company called SoInVogue.com. It's $8.99, but if you go on there, you can see the you can see how they use it and so on. It's really good. I'm just sticking my glasses on, so I hope you can.
Yeah, I tend to wash my brushes with soap, but I can see all of the gunk from
just the makeup. Well, soap and water's really good, but what this does is it dries the brush really quickly.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So basically, you spray a bit into your hand, wipe your brush, it cleans the brush very quickly, and then the brush is ready to use within 30 seconds.
Because that's what you actually need, because I tend to dry my brush and leave it out, so I've gone out to work. So then it can still capture any bacteria if you leave it on the side throughout the whole day. So it is good that it can be dried and then put away straight away.
Well, that's a really important question, actually, you just said. So this are really important, because what this does is this leaves the brushes free of bacteria for 4 hours.
Ooh.
That's what they say on their website. Whereas, yes, if you wash your brushes and leave them, then obviously bacteria can just go back on again. But this is for 4 hours. It protects the brushes. So it's very good for cross-contamination. So when we are out of lockdown and the kids, you know, teenagers go back to sharing makeup and so on, I will make sure that my daughter has this in her bag. Now,
she must be so happy to have you as a mummy with all these little gifts.
No, she's very... Do you know what? My mother, yesterday, I put that post on my personal Facebook about this, you know, sort of blackhead removal thing, and I said, oh, my daughter loves it because she's got a few blackheads. And my mum said, Molly, how dare you say that about Phoebe on your Facebook? I got very told off for that one. I took the post down. So anyway, I wanted to go on to the next one because this next gadget, I was, again, the PR was sent it to me and I said to her, I'm going to give it a month's trial before I put it on the radio, but I will look at it first. I'll give it a go and I'll look at it first. But I got a result straight away. And again, I was saying, this is called Sensica. Now, basically, this is an anti-aging facial within a gadget. And I have had facials using these type of gadgets before, and they're very expensive. And this obviously, you know, is one that you can use at home. Now, Sensica have brought out this gadget called a SensiLift. It's a Sensica SensiLift. It's a facial rejuvenation tool. And what you do is you put a very, very light base coat on the area you're going to use. Now, you can only do one or two areas at a time. You do it for 5 minutes. So you put a bit of gel on your crow's feet. Say, this is what I did last night. Just a little bit of this gel. And this gel you must use because it's a protection against what, you know, the gadget and your skin. So it doesn't, it sounds awful, but so it doesn't burn or anything.
Okay.
And what you do is you literally just turn this on. It's got radio frequency. Now, you would have probably sort of a couple of years ago or longer than that, radio frequency was huge in the beauty news. Every single therapist was bringing out, and they still do, use radio frequency in their facials. And this basically is one that you use at home. So, So what you do is you put the base gel on. And I put it under my crow's feet, which were very, very wrinkly, dehydrated. You could see every line. And then all I did was rub this gadget. It's like a sort of, it's a two-pronged sort of finger gadget with a sort of cool metal tip. You turn it on. You've got three different massage frequencies and three different heat frequencies. And for 5 minutes, you just rub it up and down. It's very comfortable. It's really, really comfortable. You just rub it up and down where your crow's feet are. And Antonia, I couldn't believe the difference. This is why I wanted to put it on today.
Oh, I wish I could try.
Oh, it was amazing. So if anybody has anti-wrinkle injections, mm-hmm. if they have anti-wrinkle injections, if they go for facials, I mean, not very often because I can't afford them, but, you know, this is absolutely brilliant. So going into it a bit more, basically, so it reduces their press releases, it reduces the appearance of fine lines in just one, featuring the most advanced radio frequency technology. It does, literally one use, and I was wow. And I thought this is especially good. I mean, as soon as I finish from here, I'm going to go and do my forehead. I mean, I'm so impressed with it.
Does it beat your Botox though that you had as well?
Yes. You can use it with anything, but that's worn off now. I mean, it only lasts about 3 months, and I did it for the radio. I did it for sort of like a feature because I wanted to try it,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't last forever. And also, it doesn't, what this is really good for, you cannot put Botox or anti-wrinkle. You can't put anti-wrinkle injections under your eyes. It won't get rid of that crepiness, and dehydration and sagginess that you get. So, you know, when you wake up and right directly sort of, you know, under your eyes where your eye bags are, just sort of under there, you can't put it directly under there, but where your crow's feet are, you get the very, very, very fine lines. And anti-wrinkle injections can get rid of, you know, they can get rid of them, but they can't get rid of the dehydration sort of lines or the finer lines. I think anti-wrinkle are better sometimes for the deeper line.
And that's where also water comes in and helps as well, and also sleep. And sometimes I've noticed, because there's times where you could be watching TV just before you go to sleep, or not like listening to music or anything, and I find that I've been frowning in my sleep, and then you can wake up, you've got a line, I'm like, oh no. So now I kind of relax and meditate.
Well, meditation is brilliant. Sleeping, I mean, I'm really suffering with sleeping at the moment because my hay fever's so bad. It really, really is bad, my hay fever. So I'm waking up in the middle of the night and, you know, no matter what I do, shower at night and all this, nothing's helping. It's probably because the dog, you know, I have to wash the dog because I can't ruin the dog at the moment. So he's bringing pollen in, bless him, every day.
Oh, no.
But so sleeping is difficult. So what's happening is I'm waking up with sort of sinuses and so on. But this gadget doesn't just firm, but I thought for going out, if you're going out for the evening, if I got that result just after 5 minutes, it was absolutely brilliant. But it uses radio frequency and it's the massage, so it feels lovely, but it's absolutely brilliant. Now, it is expensive. Now, it's on offer at the moment. It's at It was at £279. It was expensive. It's now £186.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Not too bad.
But I'm telling you now, you just need it 5 minutes on one area once a week. And I'm so impressed by it. It
was honestly, you sound like it, because I know you do have a kind of like, you know, you do review some products, but I've not really heard you go, wow. There's a couple of products. I think Heaven and this one.
Yes. Well, and you know what? I'm going to go on to a couple of cheaper products as well that I thought were brilliant as well. But that Sensica and that Bavac, I'm so impressed with.
You need to send us a video so we can see it.
I'm going to send you a video.
Looking forward to the videos.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do an area. I will show you a video where I will show you a video where I'm lined on one side more, and I'll just do one side. So I will actually go, you know, do one side so you can see the difference. I mean, it really was amazing. The next two little items I've got here, which are fantastic again. Now, if your lips are dry, which, you know, mine are, and, you know, it's been hot weather, and I mean, it's been beautiful weather, Barry M have got their sort of like lip rehab DIY at home, and I love it. And I just did a bit yesterday. Again, I sent you the video. It's just a lip scrub, an apple lip scrub, which is lovely because it's like a sugar scrub. So you put it all over your lips and it gets rid of all the dead, you know, any dead sort of flaky skin and so on. And it makes them very smooth. And then afterwards, I put their lip rehab on, which is a nourishing lip mask, which smells amazing. It's got in it avocado oil, vitamin E.
That sounds great already.
With UV.
Because avocado is really good for your skin anyway, once you eat it.
Yeah, well, it is. And it's got hemp seed oil. So it's got all these ingredients. But my lips, I mean, I usually use something like Blisters. I don't normally wear lipstick or anything. I just like to have sort of like a... I just like to use like a lip gloss or something, or not a lip gloss, but you know, sort of like lip balm. But this was just a bit more, this is stronger than a lip balm. This is a proper sort of, like they call it a mask. And it was lovely. And it really, my lips, for the first time ever, it got rid of all the rubbish, you know? You know when you sort of get sort of like flaky lips?
And also if you're out and about, for example, if you've gone shopping, and due to the nature of things now, it's always good. And I always make sure I wash my mouth, because you just don't know what's flying around. Even though I do wear a mask due to my nose, I make sure I cover up. But yes, and I do love a lip gloss, a good one. So it's just that it's supple brilliant. Feeling. I just, you know, I've just got this thing about them. It's really nice.
Well, this is only $4.99, this one. They're $4.99 each. So it's Barry M. So go on to Superdrug or Boots. I think it's Superdrug. Or you can go on to BarryM.com, actually. I think that's their, I think it's either BarryM.com or .co.uk. I think it's .com. But yeah, very, very good. I have got some masks here as well, which I haven't tested. So I'm not going to give to, I'm going to test them, but I'll give them a mention again, because this is a aesthetic clinic in London, which obviously it's a beauty medical aesthetic clinic in Oxford Street. And obviously because it's closed down, they're now saying, well, look, if you want to keep your face going, these are the masks. Now, they're expensive. They retail at £49, and it's Q-Del masks. But I haven't tested these yet. So I'll test these for next time, because I don't like to put anything on, you know, I can't put anything on that I haven't tested. But I was quite intrigued by this, because where the clinic has closed down, they're now saying to all their clients, look, don't worry, we have got a mask that will help. So, so it's a soothing mask. So that looks like a good one, but I will come back to that. The other thing that I tested, which I really liked again, was from the Sanctuary. They've got their 10-in-1 Super Secret Facial Oil. Now, this is really good, again, if you've been feeling run down. And to be honest, I think the change in what has happened to all of us, the routine, the change, everything, it's going to cause some effect on your skin and how you are. It's such, I think shock does affect you. And I think every one of us, you know, this is so unprecedented that every one of us has had some kind of, you know, it's an upheaval, isn't it? It's a worry, which a lot of us are stressed. I mean, you know, a lot of us are stressed.
People, various things, you know, due to work, or, you know, just being in the house for such a long time, maybe having arguments, so just, and not, also not being outside as well a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I do make sure that I get outside as much as I can, you know, as much as I can with the dog and the children. I make sure the children, you know, I've had to sort of, you know,
your yellow daily dose of exercise.
Yeah, I've had to get, you know, my son's off his on his bike, and I said, right, we're going every day. I say, right, you're getting your hour, because otherwise he's just stuck on his Xbox. But you know, it's but luckily he can go back to school because of special needs and so on, so he's back at school this week. But that was very, very, very stressful. And one of the things I found when this happened, because of the change of routine and having autism, trouble with autism, it was very hard on me, because, and you know, and obviously for him, and I'm a sort of single parent family, and the arguing and so on, I just thought, I'm not going to cope, you know, and, you know, I was trying to set up brag, but my son, you know, he's much better now.
He's getting used to the flow of things as well, yeah. Just the change for everyone, completely different.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's so many different options and things that we could do. You can spend time in a different room. You can also go online and have tours of like local zoos, museums. There's so much. There's Phoenix FM, lots of podcasts as well.
Absolutely. Sadly, some people live in environments where they can't really get out, or it's difficult for them to get out. And there's some people that can't leave, you know, there might be single parent families that have got children, that have got babies, that can't, you know, that are struggling to get out or don't feel well. It's really difficult. And when I was going through a lot of stress in the first few weeks, from I was living on adrenaline, I think, and I didn't sleep for so long, and I didn't know what to do about, you know, the children and so on. And it was really, you know, quite hard. And I noticed my skin was started to really flake.
Wow.
It was really bad. I was coming out in spots, and you know what I'm like, my skin's normally pretty good, but
yes,
it really affected me. I had my,
so that's stress, isn't it? A form of stress.
Yeah, it was all stress. And I was sent this Sanctuary 10-in-1 super secret facial oil. Now I'm not gonna lie, I didn't turn around and go, wow, my skin's amazing now. But it just felt nice to put it on. You know, when you just think, well, if I can't control everything around me, and nobody can, I can kind of control what's going on my face. And I remember using this. This has been out for a long time, actually, because I can remember using this years and years and years ago. And it is really good. It's got, it's really good for pollution, although saying that, we probably don't have as much pollution at the moment, which is one good thing.
Yeah,
but I liked it because it's lightweight, so it's not too heavy. And where for the first time I was coming out, sort of breaking out in spots, to the point that my daughter got her own back on me and said, Mum, look at your sort of side of your face the other day. It's really good because it's just very, very lightweight. It's got lots of vitamins in it. And as I like it because it doesn't leave your skin feeling greasy. And as I say, it's got superfood. I'm just sticking my glasses on now. If you could see me now, I'm sticking my glasses on. I wish you were in front of me. But it's got in it soybean oil, peach kernel oil, jojoba seed oil. It's got in it lots of fruit acids. So what it will do, it protects the skin barrier. It helps with pollution. It helps with the appearance of fine lines. It's not going to be a miracle like this Sensica thing is, but it does help. It plumps up. It soothes, and you can just use it on its own day or night. But I liked it because it was, as I say, it didn't feel greasy. So where I've come out a bit, broken out a bit, it's not, it's, you know, and as I say, it's one of these things that I think, well, I can put that on my skin and not really have to worry about anything, you know.
And also, did you find that your skin, because you're spending not as much time outside, got a bit dry as well, or oily?
Yes.
I thought it might get dry just being inside without all the sunlight, because if I spend more time in the sun, then that kind of creates some more oils from my skin. That sounds pretty good, the kind of treatment that you've got, because that will moisturise the skin, especially not being outside. Sounds like a
It's very difficult because I'm going to say again, I think stress and hormones. I mean, I was, as when I last saw you, I was dithering around with HRT, but I had to come off it because I suffer badly with a condition called endometriosis, and I had to come off the HRT because it was making my endometriosis worse. So I had all the hormones and so on. But I think with what's going on, staying indoors, this is why, I mean, sunlight, obviously you've got vitamin D, and it's so important to try and get some sunlight. I mean, I'm looking like today doesn't look so great today.
No, it doesn't.
No, it looks a bit miserable from my bedroom window. But the exercise as well is really good, because this is why they want us to exercise. I mean, it creates endorphins, and
as you know, we were
going to touch on this before this happened with the mental health and so on. But I'm making sure that I'm getting my exercise, because I know, having suffered many years ago, I mean, as you know, I had a breakdown. I was in the Priory, and I put about it in the paper, so it was quite sort of well known. But I think, if I didn't have my exercise, I would have probably gone a bit crazy by now.
Yeah, because that really does help, because it also releases the tension as well. Then you begin to focus on the exercise itself, if you can take your mind off things. So that is so helpful, even if you're feeling under stress at work, or just want a change of environment. Putting on some music that you like, and just focusing on, it was painful, the exercise, but you know, just focusing is always good. Then it releases all those, like the sweat glands as well, starts to sweat, and then your skin, anything that's in your body, such as, you know, if you've got too much salt, sugar, it comes out, doesn't it?
Yes, that's it, toxins. All the toxins. You know, and this is why I said my daughter's studying hard for her A-level at the moment, and she doesn't really like to leave the house sometimes, and I'm saying, no, Phoebe, you've got to come out and we'll walk the dog or something.
It's important.
For an hour. But it's difficult. I mean, I always laugh that the two people that I miss the most are my physio, because since the age of 20, I've had physio twice a week, because I've registered disabled with a joint problem, and I've really struggled not to have the normal exercise that I have in the gym and so on. So, you know, with everything seizing up, my back seizes up. If I don't exercise, every joint seizes up, and it got quite bad actually 2 weeks ago. And I have to say, the paramedics, my daughter had to call the paramedics out, because they were fantastic. They were absolutely fantastic. And she called them out because basically the pain stopped breathing when my chest spasms up. And they were absolutely brilliant. And I felt awful for calling them out, but they had to check that I wasn't having a heart attack, which, because it can mimic signs of that. And so for me, this all happens. And this, again, because I'm not doing my normal routine of exercise, the ones that I do in the gym every day that keeps me on track.
And it's really important that you do that. So in your last minute and a half, Molly, time flies when you're having fun.
My last minute and a half, I'm going to quickly talk about tweezers, okay?
Yes.
The best tweezers on the market are the Rubis Antibacterial. They're antibacterial, look fantastic, $25.95. They're absolutely brilliant. All the celebrities rave about them. Vogue have called them the best of the best. Bobby Brown calls them the Ferrari of tweezers.
Ooh.
But they're really good because they release silver ions, which neutralise bacteria, germs and other pathogens. So they are antibacteria. And what's really good about them is because they're so sharp and the quality of them are so good, you can get the smallest of hairs out, the absolute smallest of hairs out. They're really good.
Wow, so
really
it sounds like it's beating my epilator and my brawn epilator as well. So yeah, I think I'll try those as well. As soon as I can't get out and get my eyebrows done.
I haven't been able to test. There's a lot of products that I still would like to go through another time, you know, next
month.
Of course. I want to definitely talk about these two gels.
And we can find out more about you on arksmollybeauty.com as well. And we'll see you. We'll see you very soon, like virtually.
Thank you.
All right then, Molly. Thank you so much. You take care too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.